The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. The Lord says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. This is the relationship and the response between God and man in every situation. It isn't always perfect on the part of man, but always on the part of God. I said, in every situation of our lives, we are in trouble. We're always in trouble. Not necessarily physical, material trouble, but very often it is that, but certainly spiritual trouble. Martin Luther rightly said, we daily sin much, and that's bad trouble. When we approach this matter, we can approach it on the basis of this gospel. Both this and every other situation, from the standpoint, let's use a little guideline of the three M's. The three M's? Yes. Mercy, miracle, and majesty. There by the border between Samaria and Galilee was a little village. And in that village was a spot of desperation and hopelessness. 10 men had been excluded from the circle of the village into that hopeless abandon of leprosy. They had no chance of escape. They were banished. Theirs was not a tunnel at the end of which there was a light. Theirs was only a cavern deep and dark and hopeless. Despair is all they had. Despair and pain and the prospect of death. Jesus came through that village, and there's no doubt these 10 lepers had heard of Jesus. How much we don't know, but they had heard of his great works. And when they heard a crowd coming, they discovered that Jesus was coming by. Mercy! Lord, Master, mercy, mercy! That was their cry. Perhaps first, unclean, unclean. There was no other hope for them, but here was a glimmer. A prospect of hope, just maybe. Just maybe this Lord and Master Jesus could do something and help them. Mercy. You know, that is the way and the only way for all of us, is it not? Leprosy has so frequently been used as a simile, comparison to sin. A sin is hopelessness, really. By nature, we're sinful and unclean, and we sin in thought, word, and deed. And unless there is something done about that sin, there is only despair, darkness. I feel so sorry for that great host out there that is filled with despair and with sorrow and gloom and no prospect. They are troubled. And they are burdened with sin. We must realize that like these lepers in their leprosy, the only way out, the only cure is mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Miracle. Jesus said to the 10 lepers, very well, I will have mercy. Go show yourselves to the priest. The priest was the one who decided whether leprosy was present or leprosy had been cured. And as they went, the miracle took place. The 10 were completely cleansed. And that was a miracle. Sometimes I wish you could go to a leper colony. I remember once up in Bhutan and Assam, northern India, in a leper colony of about 900. It was almost unbelievable, the sights there. Leprosy destroys. Yet these, as they went to the priest, all of a sudden everything became whole and perfect and clean. Miracle. Just think of the greater miracle that comes to us as we cry, "Mercy, Lord Jesus, Lamb of God, crucified, have mercy." You know there is no greater miracle that God has ever done than the miracle of our redemption, of our salvation. The eternal God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Word, who was with God, who was the creator of heaven and earth, came in response to our great need. He showed his mercy and his redemption, his crucifixion, sealed by his resurrection, is the greatest miracle of all the ages, of all time. Mystery, marvelous miracle. And then when we think of the application, as we go crying mercy, and the Lord says, "Go," the miracle happens. The Holy Spirit brings us to faith, brings us to a complete healing through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that too is a miracle. As all the ways, marvelous dealings of God are miracles. And now, what about majesty? There were 10. One, and a Samaritan at that, as that's specifically mentioned, came to Jesus and glorified God, gave majesty and glory to God. Jesus said, "Were there not 10? Where are the 9? Is only this one, this stranger, back to give glory, to give majesty, to give thanks to God?" And that is a sad tragedy, isn't it? And certainly it is one that we need to be very concerned about. For when we receive and realize the wonderful miracle, the wonderful redemption, the wonderful help of God, what can we do but give glory and honor and majesty and praise unto God forever and forever? That's the way it must be, and that's what God says, "Call upon me, I will deliver, you shall glorify." We are about to attend the blessed table of the Lord. Now think just a moment of the 3 M's. Isn't this being actually enacted, taking place right here and now? I heard you say, "I have sinned. I am unclean. Forgive." You cried for mercy. All of us did we not? The miracle is there. The Lord comes and he says, "Receive me, my body and my blood that marvelously, miraculously, mysteriously I gave for your sins. And with this I seal to you the complete healing, the complete restoration. Go, your sins are forgiven." We arise and we say, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." We give glory and praise to God. Majesty to him who in his marvelous wisdom has so greatly loved and so purely shown mercy. And not only with our lips, let us remember, for really, we are not, hopefully, like the 9 who were so exuberant with their sudden deliverance that they thought only of themselves, but rather like the 1, giving thanks and praise to God, not just in word, but we go out and with our life For after all, the Lord's Eucharist, and that's a good word, giving of thanks, for that is exactly the response to this blessed healing, to this blessed and wonderful gift of salvation. We give glory and majesty to our God in our lives. The three M's: mercy, miracle, majesty. Thanks be to God forever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.